Chapter 1. Fundamentals of Maintenance Operations. The primary purpose of Army maintenance is to ensure unit readiness by maintaining weapon systems and equipment in a fully mission-capable status for immediate and continuous employment in complex and highly lethal environments. This chapter describes the fundamentals of maintenance operations. It includes a maintenance overview and discusses the maintenance process and levels of maintenance support during Army operations. Maintenance Operations Overview. Maintenance is a commander's responsibility. However, every soldier should take responsibility for it. The purpose of Army maintenance operations is to ensure unit readiness. Readiness is the ability of military forces to fight and meet the demands of assigned missions, JP 1, Volume 2. Maintenance operations also generate or regenerate combat power to enable mission accomplishment and preserve the capital investment of weapon systems and equipment. Army maintenance is founded on the principle that the useful service life of Army equipment is achieved when the item is operated within its intended purposes and parameters, maintained in accordance with the appropriate technical manuals, TMs, and Army regulations to the designed or engineered specifications. The nature of the operational environment, OE, with units engaged across the range of military operations, demands a maintenance system that is capable, flexible, responsive, and focused on returning systems to an operational status quickly and as near as possible to the point of failure or damage. This requirement implies a forward presence of maintenance capability on the battlefield. Maintenance assets should move as far forward as the tactical situation permits to return inoperable and damaged equipment to the battle as quickly as possible. Maintenance conducted as far forward as possible is a combat multiplier central to operational success. That success is determined by how quickly equipment can be returned to a fully mission-capable status or to a state that allows mission accomplishment. Fully mission-capable is a materiel condition indicating that systems and equipment are safe and have all mission-essential subsystems installed and operating as designated by applicable Army regulation. A fully mission-capable vehicle or system has no faults that are listed in the Not Fully Mission-Capable Ready If columns of the Technical Manual/Electronic Technical Manual-10 and 20 series Preventive Maintenance Checks and Services tables and AR-385-10 provisions that apply to the vehicle and or system or its subsystem required by AR-700-138. The terms ready and or available and fully mission capable refer to the same status. Equipment is on hand and able to perform its combat missions. See AR-750-1. The equipment must perform all tactical and combat missions safely and without endangering the life of the operator or the crew. Maintainers accomplish this work while also ensuring maximum equipment maintainability. The ability of an item to be retained in or restored to a specified condition when personnel having specified skill levels using prescribed procedures and resources at each prescribed level of maintenance and repair perform maintenance. Reliability. The probability of an item to perform a required function under stated conditions for a specified period. Availability. The degree to which an item is in an operable state and can be committed at the start of a mission. Once units enter combat operations, maintenance is critical to maintain combat power and momentum. Replacement weapon systems and equipment may not be immediately available. This is especially true during the early stages of an operation, before a supply distribution system is fully developed. This places a greater importance on effective maintenance operations. Units need to keep existing systems fully mission capable for the duration of the operation or until the system is identified as damaged beyond field level maintenance repair. Units with an effective maintenance program that includes leader involvement have multiple advantages. Foremost is fully mission capable operational equipment that is immediately available to execute missions. The unit will possess engaged leaders with an understanding of maintenance procedures and requirements. Other advantages include well-developed maintenance procedures and well-trained mechanics, operators, and crews. Army maintenance processes and procedures rely on commanders to complete the maintenance mission and achieve a high state of materiel readiness by emphasizing command responsibility for the readiness and safety of assigned equipment by fostering a positive culture of maintenance and instilling ownership throughout the organization. Holding subordinate leaders accountable for maintenance execution and equipment readiness. Achieving and sustaining the Army maintenance standard for assigned and attached equipment. Preserving the inherent reliability of equipment through PMCS, predictive maintenance techniques, diagnostics, and condition-based maintenance. These maintenance tools will allow the operator and the institutional school-trained maintainer to identify faults, take action on the maintenance faults, and provide updated status to unit leaders, ensuring that all assigned equipment is maintained in accordance with appropriate TMs, AR-750-1, and Department of the Army pamphlets, DA-PAMs. Providing resources, assigning responsibility, and training their soldiers to achieve maintenance standards. Ensuring expeditious return of non-mission-capable equipment to operational status. Ensuring proper manpower usage of assigned maintainers. Ensuring command maintenance discipline programs are implemented. Maintenance fundamentals. The seven functions of maintenance include planning. Maintenance planning is integrated into all operations through the Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP, to ensure synchronization and unity of effort. Planning includes identifying requirements, reviewing available assets, preparing a maintenance estimate, comparing requirements to capabilities, and adjusting maintenance priorities to meet mission requirements. For more on planning for maintenance operations, see Chapter 3. Reporting. Maintenance readiness reporting enables maintenance leaders at all levels to view their own status as well as their subordinates' maintenance status. This is critical to maintenance requirements determination. Services. Services include all actions necessary for retaining an item in or restoring it to a specified condition. Services encompass periodic services, safety-directed services, and PMCS. Repair. Maintenance personnel restore equipment to the highest status within their scope. Repair encompasses fault identification, verification, parts management, replacement, fabrication, repairable management, and battle damage assessment and repair, BDAR. Recovery. The actions taken to retrieve or free immobile or inoperative materiel from the point where it was disabled or abandoned. Evacuation. The movement of equipment to a maintenance site or from one maintenance site to another based on mission variables or a change in maintenance level required to repair equipment. Disposition. Systematically removing materiel that is uneconomical to repair, damaged beyond repair, or obsolete. Maintenance process. The Army relies on four core maintenance processes to manage equipment during the course of its service life to achieve a high state of readiness. AR-750-1 discusses each of these processes in detail. These core processes are performance observation. This encompasses PMCS before, during, and after operations, PMCS required by equipment-specific TMs. Equipment services. These are maintenance actions performed in accordance with the original equipment manufacturer and engineer specifications. These prescribed maintenance actions include routine checks, adjustments, changes, analysis, and lubrication to equipment, components, or systems when specified. Fault repair. Crews or operators and maintenance personnel use fault repair to restore equipment to the original designed or engineered functionality. Faults include deficiencies and shortcomings. Single standard repair. This ensures the application of a single repair standard to all end items, secondary items, and components repaired. This establishes a predictable service life and assures the quality of items returned to the supply inventory. Maintenance managers anticipate maintenance requirements by using effective communication, analyzing and tracking maintenance reporting, and monitoring and evaluating equipment performance. Using MDMP, they develop and execute maintenance plans that are an integral part of the unit's mission. Commanders who understand, properly direct, and implement maintenance management processes have a decided combat advantage when they pair it with the skillful use of assigned equipment. Competition, crisis, and armed conflict. The Army's primary mission is to organize, train, and equip forces to conduct prompt and sustained land combat, to defeat enemy ground forces, and to seize, occupy, and defend land areas. the Army supports joint campaigns by conducting Army operations within three strategic contexts. They are competition below armed conflict, crisis, armed conflict. Maintenance plays a key role within all three strategic contexts. Effective maintenance enhances readiness, regardless of whether soldiers perform maintenance during home station training, combat training center rotations, or large-scale combat. Readiness directly correlates to combat power. Combat power is reflected in the assets commanders are able to employ to accomplish the mission. Maintenance operations during competition below armed conflict. Competition below armed conflict is a state of tension that exists when most of a specific adversary's national interests are incompatible with United States, U.S. interests, and that adversary is willing to actively pursue them short of open armed conflict. Operations during competition are intended to deter malign adversary action, while simultaneously shaping the environment with allies and partners in ways that support United States interests. Army forces look to gain a relative advantage at all levels of warfare. They are necessary to help deter adversaries, assist the joint force in promoting United States interests, and set favorable conditions to prepare for operations during crisis and armed conflict. Army forces must demonstrate a credible level of readiness against regional peer threats to effectively deter adversaries and assure partners. Generating optimal combat power is the most important shaping task for units as they train at home station and during combat training center exercises. Maintenance operations during competition are critical to the success of sustaining combat power during a crisis or armed conflict. Maintenance operations help set the conditions to allow operational commanders the freedom of action, operational reach, and prolonged endurance necessary to shape the OE. Maintenance planning at the theater strategic level helps to identify gaps, mitigate problems, and implement the measures needed to shape the OE, deter aggression, and help prepare for large-scale combat operations. Sustainment commands need to be trained adequately to support anything from natural disasters to hostility between nations. Maintenance planners must understand the OE and resources available to be prepared for a crisis. During competition, Theater Army and Theater Sustainment Command, TSC, G4s can provide valuable sustainment information in shaping and deterring adversaries during a crisis. Maintenance planners should collaborate with planners at all levels to enable operations during competition. This collaboration includes determining maintenance strategies for operation plans and contingency plans. Validate time-phased force and deployment data, known as TIPFID, for maintenance support elements. Identify test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment, TMDE, calibration and repair support, CNRS, requirements. Determine host nation maintenance capabilities. Leverage Army Field Support Brigade, AFSB, assets. Validate Army Pre-Positioned Stocks, APS, inventory and requirements. Develop the theater maintenance plan for retrograding battle losses and battle-damaged equipment. Develop concepts of support to determine support relationships. Develop Class 9 requirements to fill shop and bench stock listings to support OEs with differing climates, such as desert or jungle conditions. Recognize Class 9 throughput for maintenance repairs and visibility. Identify high-demand Class 9 for the OE, for example, more air filters in the desert, more vehicle batteries in cold environments, more tires in rocky terrain, or more track pads in urban areas. Identify maintenance requirements, for example, equipment, recovery assets, Class 9, and supplies for reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. Leverage contract maintenance support if necessary. Monitor systemic training, for example, new equipment or recovery for the environment. Identifying connectivity capabilities to enable maintenance operations. Conducting weekly maintenance meetings to track readiness and establish a common operational picture. Maintenance operations during crisis. Crisis is an emerging incident or situation involving a threat to the United States, its citizens, military forces, or vital interests that develops rapidly and creates a condition of such diplomatic, economic, or military importance that commitment of military forces and resources is contemplated to achieve national and/or strategic objectives. JP3O. Army forces help joint forces maintain freedom of action and associated positions of relative advantage through the activities they conduct and the presence they generate on the ground. The Army continues to shape the OE and deter aggression from adversaries during crisis. The primary focus is achieving the readiness required to successfully conduct operations in the contexts of large-scale land warfare against regional peer threats. Telemaintenance in dispersed situations may also be necessary to optimize combat power to achieve objectives. Maintenance operations during armed conflict. Armed conflict encompasses conditions where adversaries use lethal force as the primary means for achieving objectives and imposing their will on the other. The Army must be ready for irregular warfare and conventional warfare during armed conflict. Irregular warfare can include counterinsurgency and unconventional warfare. Conventional warfare encompasses large-scale combat operations. Large-scale combat operations are extensive joint combat operations in terms of size and scope of forces committed, conducted as campaigns aimed at achieving theater strategic and operational objectives through the application of force. Consolidating gains is critical to the success of an operation during armed conflict. Consolidating gains from a maintenance standpoint ultimately is to restore and maximize combat power for the next mission or operation. Maintainers recover and repair damaged platforms during armed conflict, enabling them to shoot, move, and communicate to stay in the fight. Maintainers prioritize work on weapon systems based on the guidance of supported commanders. Field maintenance assets move as far forward as possible to repair inoperable and damaged equipment to return it to service as quickly as possible. Crews perform PMCS as modified for the climate and terrain in which they find themselves. BDAR restores the minimum essential combat capabilities necessary to support a specific combat mission or to enable the equipment to self-recover using field expedient components and means. Maintenance operations during armed conflict need to increase in intensity to meet the demands of a high operational tempo. Large-scale combat operations introduce levels of complexity, lethality, ambiguity, and speed to military activities that are not common in other operations. As a result, maintainers will be challenged to sustain combat power to help commanders meet their objectives and defeat adversaries. Maintaining equipment is fundamentally the same in all three strategic contexts. However, repair activities are more intensive during crisis and conflict due to the pace, the high risk to units on the ground, and the time available to return equipment back to the fight. In addition to support mentioned during the other strategic contexts, support during large-scale combat operations includes executing BDAR, gathering and reporting information pertaining to battle damage of not mission-capable NMC maintenance equipment. Provide feedback to unit commander for assessment and change of enemy tactics, techniques, and procedures. Exercising high operational tempo recovery methods. Conduct controlled exchange or cannibalization to maintain combat power. Expediting delivery of Class 9 parts to reduce equipment downtime. Refinement of running estimates to mitigate problematic maintenance issues. Rapid retrograding of battle losses and battle damaged equipment. Conducting maintenance meetings or logistics synchronization meetings at a minimum of once a week. Cross-leveling military occupational specialties, MOSs, to optimize combat power. Utilizing United States Army Materiel Command, USAMC, capabilities, including the Logistics Civil Augmentation Program, LOGCAP, Forward Repair Maintenance, and Civilian Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment, CTMDE, support teams. Two-level maintenance. The Army uses a two-level maintenance system. Two-level maintenance is a tiered maintenance system comprised of field and sustainment maintenance. The Army streamlined and designed the maintenance system to be fast, agile, and responsive to the needs of the commander. Command teams, maintenance personnel, and planners must have a complete understanding of two-level maintenance fundamentals in order to properly plan and execute maintenance operations. Two-level maintenance provides the operating unit with more capabilities forward and the ability to respond rapidly. Soldiers perform field-level maintenance as far forward as possible, with the equipment being retained by or returned to the owning unit. Crew members, equipment operators, and institutionally trained maintainers perform field maintenance. All Army Modified Table of Organization and Equipment, MTO, maintenance units perform field maintenance. Sustainment maintenance is performed by USAMC Elements, normally comprised of civilians and contractors, who return equipment to a national standard, after which the equipment is placed back into the Army's overall supply system. In most cases where a unit sends equipment to a sustainment maintenance organization, the owning unit removes the equipment from its property book. The equipment is returned to the owning unit only in rare instances, such as unit reset, watercraft maintenance, and TMDE. The goal of the maintenance system is to reduce repair cycle times by repairing or replacing components, modules, and assemblies as far forward as possible, maximizing reliance on rapid repair parts distribution and visibility. TM Maintenance Allocation Charts, MACs, provide repair time guidelines for field and sustainment level tasks. For additional information on MACs, see Appendix C. Field Maintenance. Field maintenance is on-system maintenance, repair, and return to the user, including maintenance actions performed by operators. Three distinct groups of soldiers perform field maintenance: equipment operators, equipment crews, and institutionally trained maintainers. The owning unit or supporting maintenance unit performs field maintenance using its own tools and test equipment. The unit should retain and repair the item until it is ready to return to service. Maintainers perform field maintenance on all types of unserviceable items of equipment and weapon systems. Repairs include the replacement of unserviceable line replaceable units, components, modules, or parts. However, field maintenance is not limited to simply remove and replace actions. If the operator, crew, or institutionally trained maintainers are authorized and possess the requisite skills, special tools, proper repair parts, references, and adequate time, the item should remain on site and not be evacuated for sustainment maintenance. Army maintenance organizations perform field maintenance on assigned and supported equipment. Chapter 2 identifies Army maintenance organizations by echelon. The Brigade Support Battalion, BSB, has low-density specialty maintainers whose mission is to provide maintenance for specialty equipment in the Brigade Combat Team, BCT. These personnel maintain equipment that the forward support companies, FSCs, are not structured to work on, including missile systems, fire control systems, signal systems, and medical devices. The biomedical equipment specialists reside in the medical company within the BSB. Field maintenance also includes adjustments, alignments, services, applying approved field-level modification work orders, fault or failure diagnoses, BDAR, recovery, corrosion prevention, and common software updates. Field-level maintenance is typically repair and return to the user and includes maintenance actions performed by crew members, operators, and institutionally trained maintainers. Operator and crew field maintenance. Operators and crews perform field maintenance on their equipment as outlined in the Operator's -10 TM. The operator or crew is typically the first to observe a fault or identify the development of a fault. In many instances, they can enable mission completion by repairing the fault or minimizing its impact using onboard spares. Condition-based maintenance indicators or instrumentation can initiate operator or crew tasks. These tasks typically consist of inspecting, servicing, lubricating, adjusting, corrosion prevention, and replacing minor components or assemblies as authorized by the MACs. TMs identify operator or crew tasks within a MAC. The MAC identifies the proper basic issue item tools and onboard spares required to complete a given service. Operators and crews are system specialists in those MOSs that receive formal training from their proponent through advanced individual training or specialized functional courses on diagnosing specific system faults. These operators and crews include Patriot Missile System, Signal, Military Intelligence, MI, or Maneuver Unit Master Gunners. In some instances, these personnel receive special tools to perform maintenance on their assigned system. Operator and crew maintenance falls into the crew subcategory of field maintenance that is detailed in the Equipment Operator's Manual. Operators troubleshoot the entire system using the operator's -10 TM and simplified or embedded diagnostic equipment to identify, isolate, and trace problems. Their primary focus is on a system's performance and proper operation. Troubleshooting typically identifies a faulty line replaceable unit. After operators or crews have exhausted their maintenance capabilities, they rely on maintainers to conduct field-level maintenance on the item of equipment. Operator maintainers working with network-based defense, M1135 Stryker nuclear, biological, and chemical reconnaissance vehicles, joint biological point detection systems, and warfighter information network tactical, WIN-T, routinely do work that would fall under sustainment-level maintenance on other systems. Maintainer field maintenance. Institutionally trained maintainers conduct field maintenance using the relevant TM on a component, accessory, assembly, sub-assembly, plug-in unit, shop replaceable unit within a line replaceable unit, or other portion, either on the system or after it is removed by a trained maintainer. The definition of a line replaceable unit or shop replaceable unit is flexible depending on the system and MOS involved. The characterization of line replaceable or shop replaceable units for wheeled and tracked vehicles, communications, or MI systems shifts as the field maintenance troubleshooting increases in complexity. Maintainers working with communication and electronics, C&E, armament, and missiles routinely do work that would fall under sustainment level maintenance on other systems. Sustainment maintenance. Sustainment maintenance is off-system component repair and/or end-item repair and return to the supply system, or by exception to the owning unit, performed by national-level maintenance providers. Sustainment maintenance consists of two subcategories: below-depot-level sustainment maintenance and depot-level sustainment maintenance. Units will require sustainment maintenance support when crew, operator, operator maintainer, or institutionally trained maintainers lack the requisite skills, special tools, proper repair parts, or references to complete repairs using field maintenance. Based on the extent of damage to the specific item, leaders decide the best course of action based on operational and mission variables. There is no absolute checklist. Field maintenance is the preferred method of repair. The intent of sustainment-level maintenance is to perform commodity-oriented repairs to return items to a national standard, providing a consistent and measurable level of reliability. USAMC executes sustainment maintenance missions through Army Sustainment Command, ASC, and its subordinate AFSBs and logistics support elements. Sustainment maintenance supports operational forces and the Army supply system. Unless prior planning occurs, USAMC subordinate elements typically enter the theater after the initial tasks of setting the theater are completed. Below-depot sustainment maintenance. Maintainers generally perform sustainment maintenance below depot level on a component, accessory, assembly, sub-assembly, plug-in unit, or other portion after removal from the system. Sustainment maintenance performed in an operational area will normally be below-depot-level sustainment maintenance. When authorized by USAMC, depot-level tasks can be performed at Logistics Readiness Centers, LRCs, External Maintenance Activities, and AFSBs. Below-depot-level sustainment maintenance can also apply to end-item repair and return to the supply system. Depot sustainment maintenance. Depot-level maintenance is performed on materiel requiring major overhaul or a complete rebuild of parts, assemblies, sub-assemblies, and end items, including the manufacture of parts, modification, testing, and reclamation as required. It supports organizational and below-depot-level maintenance activities with more extensive shop facilities and personnel of higher technical skill than are normally available at the lower levels of maintenance activities. End items are returned to the supply system or directly to a using unit, by exception, after maintenance is performed at this level. Contract maintenance support. Contract maintenance is another source of maintenance support to the soldier. Contractor logistics support and interim contractor support are integral to providing service and materiel solution support for sustained operations. Contractor logistics support is a method of obtaining commercially contracted maintenance for a product or service for a specified period. Interim contractor support provides temporary contractor support in lieu of organic capability for a predetermined time, allowing a service to defer investment in all or part of required resources, while an organic capability is phased in. See JP40. Maintenance contracted support can come in the form of system support, external support, and theater support. The military uses contract support when there is a valid operational need to augment deployed military maintenance support capabilities and reduce the operational burden on military maintenance forces. All contract maintenance support requirements and issues should be coordinated with the supporting AFSB or subordinate AFSB element. Maintenance supervisors need to forecast contract maintenance support into unit planning requirements.